This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. This time last year, then-Treasurer John Kennedy was complaining about spending on art for state buildings.
They took $1.1 million cash of taxpayer money, and they shouldn't have been spending it on a sculpture in the first place. When you're supposed to be broke, art is not a priority.
Meanwhile, public records show Kennedy had $300,000 worth of art loaned to him by the Louisiana State Museum on display in the treasurer's office. Now that he's a U.S. senator, he wants those paintings to hang in his office in Washington, D.C. The State Museum Board says that violates their rules, since the art would not be in a state-owned building or another museum. But they're under pressure to do it anyway.
You've each received an email from the Lieutenant Governor.
A suggestion at yesterday's meeting of the Museum Board's Collections Committee may offer a way out of the political pickle.
Why wouldn't reproductions do? The Lieutenant Governor has reproductions in his conference room.
Rather than take a vote today denying the loan and risking the ire, maybe the thing to do is a sales pitch on the Gicle and how good it is.
A Gicle is a high-quality digital reproduction that can be printed on canvas, complete with texture to mimic brush strokes. It could also become a new revenue stream for the museum if the reproductions in the senator's office have appropriate signage.
You know, this Gicle available for purchase, and that would be Senator Kennedy being an actual champion for the arts.
The full museum board has the vote next, but should they decide to loan out the original artworks, the State Senate and Governmental Affairs Committee would also have to okay it. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.